Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your presence in our midst. We thank you that we are people of hope because of your mercy, because of your loving kindness, because of your goodness. You gave us hope. You gave us your goodness, and we're so grateful. We're so thankful that all of our days on the face of the earth, we, your sons, will be people of hope. We will live by faith, and we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your faith. Thank you for your hope. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whom you gave to us. Lord, we bless you. Thank you as you teach us this morning, guiding us through the scriptures. Thank you, Lord of Lords, that we won't leave here the same way as we have come. Thank you, Lord, as we wait on you, we'll receive more and more of your glory. Thank you for the outpouring of your Spirit upon us all. Lord, we bless you. You are more than enough. As we have hope in you, so are we receiving in this place. And Lord, we say thank you. Thank you that the hope is yours, Lord. Lord, we bless you that the faith is yours, Lord. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And everyone says amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Please, let's open to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And by the grace of God, we are going to understand faith and hope, the basic Christian faith and hope that is in Christ Jesus. The basic Christian faith and hope that is of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is given to us. We are going to understand how to live by faith in hope, waiting on him to help us with all the troubles of life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We thank God for the Holy Spirit in our midst. He will guide us through the scriptures. Amen. Amen. As we've heard previously, the troubles and the afflictions, the tribulations, no matter the nature of the trouble, it is of the devil. We all know that. And so we have to understand, as Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says, our war is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and against the rulers of darkness. And so we understand God is good. In him is no evil. He will not do any evil work. We know the person that has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy is the devil, also known as serpent, also known as the dragon and Satan. And so we know the troubles of life, the afflictions and the tribulations come from the kingdom of darkness. Of course, he may use people, we know that, but he's the one who is controlling and using them. And so we have to truly understand that when we deal with the root cause, the leaves and the branches representing the people whom he is using, they are nothing. They are nothing. But we know that you and I in the flesh cannot handle the troubles of life. That is why God sent Jesus to help us. And we all know 1 John chapter 3 verse 8 says, for this reason was the Son of God made manifest to what? To destroy all the works of the devil. And so we have someone given to us who has power to put to naught all the troubles of life. All the troubles of life. We have seen it in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, that Jesus is the wisdom and the power of God. Power to put to naught all the troubles of life belongs to Christ. And Christ is given to you and I. And so, our testimony is Christ in us, our hope of glory. And so, we have Christ dwelling on the inside of us. And we all know 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 27 to 31 made us to understand Christ has the power to put to naught all the afflictions, all the sicknesses, all the poverty, all the tribulations, all the troubles of life. He has that power because he's the same glory as of the Father. So he has power to deliver you and I from all the afflictions of life. He has power to put to naught, to put a stop to all the troubles of life. And so again, we see a great key. Please let's look now at 1 John chapter 5. And let's read verse 1 first of all. Please let's go. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. Amen. And so, we are born of God, we are born again, we have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, and we give God all the glory. So, we have accepted him into our lives, him who has the power to destroy, to put to naught all the troubles of life. And so, we have seen that the day we accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, we became people of power. To them that believe on him, giveth he power to become the sons of God, even to them that merely believe in his name. So, the Holy Spirit is the power of Christ, the same Spirit of Christ. He's in us. We have the gift of God, that power that has the ability to put to naught all the troubles of life is in us and upon us and with us. And we give God all the glory. And so, please let's drop down to verse 4 to verse 15. We will see it there that you and I, through Christ, we are what? Overcomers of all the troubles of life. All the troubles of life, we are overcomers. Please let's go. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we see right from verse 4, the scripture talks of our victory in this world over all the troubles of life. And it goes on to make us to understand, linking it with we are born of God, we are born again. So a born again Christian is an overcomer by faith. And we see the victory, the overcoming life over all the problems of life. We will all come against troubles in our lives, but in Christ Jesus we have overcome by faith. Now it goes on to explain that faith. We have to what? By that faith, believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And remember, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we believe and therefore speak. So that faith, the overcoming faith, has to help us to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, number one. And that faith will not flow into our hearts if we are not looking into the word of God daily. For faith comes from God. Faith flows from God. We are talking of the faith of God that has its origin in God and that flows from God as we are hearing the word of God. Even right now, faith is flowing. He's in our midst. He's in us. Faith is flowing. And so faith, the faith that overcomes the world, is the God kind of faith that is of God, that we receive into our hearts as we continue to hear the word of God daily. That faith will enable our hearts to believe the word of God. And the word of God says Jesus is the Son of God. Every aspect of the Bible reveals the divinity, the divine nature, the sonship, the glory of the Son of God. That glory is of the Father, that he is of the Father. From Genesis to Revelations, we see the acts of the glory of God called Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so we see by that faith we believe according as he is written that he is the Son of God. And we have to understand that Jesus is the one, the Spirit of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, right from Genesis, speaking about him, telling us, showing us what God does, for he is God the Son. And so we see a great key. That faith that comes as we continue to hear the word of God under the guidance of the Holy Spirit has his goal in our lives, for us to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And of course, we know that God is the one testifying. He spake through the prophets right from Genesis, telling us of the nature of his Son that he is sending to you and I. And we thank God that he sent him to us, and we all have received him into our hearts. And so again, in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, they are bearing the same witness, Jesus, the Son of God. And on earth, it is the same witness, everything according as it is written, Jesus, the Son of God. He is the one in charge. The Father has handed over all things into his hands to do, including creation. He made you and I. He is the one. We see him, the burning lamp and the smoking furnace in Genesis chapter 1, creating all things. And we give God all the glory because it's the same glory as of the Father. So the Father is testifying, speaking. He spoke through the prophets concerning Jesus, and Jesus was made manifest, and he's still speaking even right now to you and I concerning Jesus, that we have help in Jesus. We will overcome all the troubles of life through Christ. Only look to him. Only believe in him. Believe that he is the Son of God, for he is the same glory as of the Father. And so again, we see a great key, the Holy Spirit and the Scriptures bearing witness to Jesus as the Son of God. To Jesus, the Son of God. He is one with the Father. So now, by that faith, we believe the record, the good report, also called the Gospel of Jesus, also called the Word of God, from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James. We believe, as we keep reading the Bible daily, looking into it, our faith will grow, our belief of the person, of the glory of the Son of God will increase as we continue all of our days on the face of the earth. We believe the report of the Lord concerning Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, please let's drop down to verse 11. Please let's go. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. We have to understand the life of God is associated with the power of God, with the grace of God. So grace of life is in the Son, in short. Power to help us is in the Son, is the same glory, the God kind of life that raised us up from the dead is available in the Son. Because the day we accepted Christ as Lord, we passed from death into life. The day Christ died and was raised up later, we died with him. Death was put to naught in our lives, and we raised up in life. He put to naught the power of death. So now in his resurrection, we were raised up in life. So we are the living. And I tell you, the life of Christ is with power. He is the resurrection, power, and life. Grace of life. And so we have grace of life. So the life, the grace of life, the power of life God has, he put in his Son, because the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily, the same glory. And now we will receive the manifestation of the power of Christ in our lives if by faith we continue to believe in him according as it is written. We continue to learn about the person of Christ. We search the Scriptures. In there we know we have eternal life. Eternal life of God is with the power of God. As we continue to search the Scriptures, faith will flow into our hearts. We will use that faith in our hearts to believe the very words of God we are searching and knowing under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. And as we continue to believe by faith, the power of Christ, grace of life, will flow into our hearts. It will flow into every area of our lives. Daily, we will continue to receive the grace of life. He has come that we might have life and have it more in abundance. And the life of Christ is with the power, of God. It is with the power of Christ. And so grace of life will continue to flow as we continue to look into the word of God daily. For faith will continue to flow. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as faith is flowing, increasing in our hearts, so also our belief of Jesus will increase in our hearts. And as we continue to search the scriptures, learning about Christ, we see how before he was made manifest, the Lord of the Old Testament, we see the great and mighty things he did right from Genesis chapter 1. We see the power of Christ, grace of life in exhibition in the scriptures. He spake and light be. The heavens and the earth, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as he spake, we see his words be. We see grace of life being made manifest, even as he spake. And when we continue, we see the Red Sea. It was parted in the middle by the grace of life, the Son of God. Remember, he was the rock of ages leading them. While the glory of the Father given to him, the pillar of cloud by night, pillar of fire by night, they both, two as one, leading the people. And so you see the demonstration of the power of Christ, the overcoming grace of life. He had showed you and I, the Lord of the Old Testament, how mighty he is. And yet he is beyond that, for with God all things are possible. We all know, once had he spoken, twice have we heard, power belongs to God. And unto our God belongs what? Salvation from all the troubles of life. So we see the overcoming power of Christ in demonstration. But you have to keep looking into the word of God for you to believe. You have to believe. I have to believe. I cannot believe for you. You cannot believe for me. Each one of us, we have to believe on him according as he is written by faith. God will not pour forth faith into our hearts if we are not looking into the word of God. And I tell you, what will we believe if we are not hearing the word of God? For faith is specific to the word of God. Faith is used to believe the word of God. And remember, Jesus Christ is the word of God. God and his word are one and the same. And so we see, as we are growing in the knowledge of Christ, searching the scriptures, we will believe in him more and more, for faith is flowing into our hearts more and more. Daily, as we are hearing the word of God right now, faith is flowing into our hearts, believing the Son of God according as he is written. Please, let's drop down to verse 13. Says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, see a key. Believe on the name of the Son of God is not just any name, but the name of the Son of God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The name of the glory of God is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The glory of God given to you and I, the Lord of glory, his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Telling you and I that he is of God. He is of the same glory of the Father. The glory of Christ is of his Father. And so we have to believe. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. See a key? On the name of the Son of God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. For everything we see in the scriptures tells us he is doing what his Father is doing. Telling us he is of the same glory as of his Father. Whatsoever God does, so does the Son of God. And so again, we see, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have what? Eternal life. And we know the life of Christ is with the power of Christ, the grace of life. So he has come that we might have life and have it more in abundance. And that life is with power. The God kind of life is with all the power of God. So with that life is his power. We are heirs of the grace of life, says the book of Peter. It says there that we are heirs of the grace of life. And so again, you see, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. So we have to keep searching the scriptures so as to associate the name Jesus Christ with the truth that he is the Son of God, with the truth that he is the same glory. The glory of the Father is that of the children. The glory of the Father is he. He is the same glory as of the Father. If we look at Psalm 84, it says there that the Lord is the sun and shield, isn't it? And that the Lord God gives us what? The sun and grace. He gives us the glory and the grace. So the glory filled with grace that he gave to you and I is Jesus Christ. He did not just give us any man because all have sinned, isn't it? And falling short of the glory of God. So if it was just man, as in you and I, it is sin, isn't it? We will still remain in our sin. But the Lord of glory, who is the Son of the Father of glory, who is pure and without sin and holiness personified, he gave us himself, the person of himself. Not the person of sinful man as you and I. So we have to understand that the name Jesus is associated with the Son of God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And as we go through the scriptures, if we truly are having the faith of God to believe right, we will believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We will associate the name Jesus with the Son of God and not just the name of just any person. verse 14 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. See a key, our victory. The faith that believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the faith that believes in the name of the Son of God, is associated with our victory. That victory, he whom we believe in will what? Hear you and I. Because we believe he is the Son of God according as he is written, we believe in his name, the name of the Son of God. Anything we ask him, he will do. We have to understand. Now our victory is associated with the person of Christ. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph always through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Please let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4. I think is there. We have to understand our victory in this life, in every situation, is through Christ. So we have to start to search the scriptures to know him and start to believe by faith what the scripture says he has done and can do and will do. With God, all things are possible. Power belongs to him. He will help us. No matter how far gone the troubles of life, he will come in on the scene and turn it around for us if we keep looking unto him, if we keep hoping in him. Second Corinthians chapter 2, let's read verse 14. Please let's go. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Amen. So you see, our victory is in Christ and is by Christ and is through Christ. That is what 1 John chapter 5 is telling you and I. Our victory is in Christ. God has put all the help, all his power, his fullness is in Christ. The fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily. And we are complete in him. We are perfect. We are whole. We are victorious. We are overcomers in him who is the head of all principalities and powers. And so you see the scriptures is telling us the nature, what he can do and does do and has done and will forever do unto those that believe in him according as he is written. Verse 14 again says, 1 John chapter 5 verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And verse 15 says, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. See, the overcoming victory in Christ associated with believing that he is the Son of God, believing all the scriptures, every one of them pointing to us, they are pointing out to you and I, the person of the Son of God. He created the heavens and the earth. Only God does that. He made a way through the Red Sea. Only God can do that. He pulled down the walls of Jericho. Only God can do that. He fed millions in the desert, raining manna from heaven. Only God can do that. All the victories we see. He helped the people of faith and his people. He fought for them. Only God does things like that. And so we see the scriptures telling us the nature of the Son of God. Raising up the dead, only God does that. Only he has the power to overcome death. Raised up himself by his glory, only God does that. For with God, all things are what? Possible. But only believe the work he has said for you and I is to believe. But how can we believe if we are not searching the scriptures to know the person of the Son of God? Because according as you hope in him, according as you believe in him, so will he do unto you. If you don't believe he's the Son of God, you can't receive anything from him. If you don't believe, according as he is written, that power belongs to him, that with him nothing is impossible, then really he won't help you. And so we see that he will hear us. The person who will manifest the victory, the person who will supply his overcoming power. We have to believe in him. If you think I can give you £1,000,000 now, of course, you'll have seen some things that will lead you to believe that. Isn't it? But if you don't believe, of course you won't ask me, because you think, oh, she can't help me. Don't worry. My father is the owner of cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen and amen. But by God's grace, I'll be giving out 1 million, 1 million, 1 million to everybody in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. But what are we saying? When you study, when you look into the scriptures, you start to know the person of Christ. And as you are studying under the guidance of the Holy Ghost, you also come to church. We are searching the scriptures together, learning about Christ. Faith is flowing from God into our hearts. And by that faith, we believe that, yes, it is true. Jesus can do and undo. No matter how far gone, he will turn it around. Remember, Lazarus was 4 days gone, at a hopeless case. But Jesus came in on the scene. He's never late. And by his power, he has power. Only God raises up the dead, and he raised up Lazarus. So we see the demonstration of the power of the Son of God. And that power is available for you and I. Only believe. And remember, they were praying for him to come. They were crying out to him, as you and I, in the midst of the troubles of life, we pray to God. They too were praying. But our Lord Jesus is never late. That is his own appointed time of life. And at his own appointed time of life, he raised up Lazarus. Problem solved. For power belongs to the grace of life, the Son of God. And it's the same thing to only believe. Only believe. And so we see a great key. Faith is used to believe in Jesus according as he is written, right from Genesis to Revelation's Old King James. If we want to come to him, him for help with the things of life, we have to believe in him according as he is written. Please let's open to John chapter 5. We will see all those who did not believe, were not able to make any request. They even ignored him. And it's the same thing too. When we don't believe the word of God, we don't believe in the help God had given to you, you and I, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we leave the presence of God and we go about running helter-skelter looking to man. Haven't you heard? The arm of flesh has failed, cause is he that trusted in the arm of flesh. We know that. Please let's read John chapter 5. Let's take it from verse 38 to 39. Please let's go. And you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he had sent, him you believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Let's read verse 40. And you will not come to me that you might have life. Remember, that life is with power. Please let's read it again from verse 38 to 40. And you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him you believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life, because you believe not on him. Those who believe according as he is written by faith have the word of God in their hearts to pray to him, to request of him, to make a demand of him. And it's the same thing too. If you are in trouble and you can't pray and you are saying somebody should pray for you, you do not believe that Jesus will help you. You do not believe. You do not have the words of Christ in you because you don't believe. And so you cannot, by the Holy Spirit, pray the prayer of help according as it is written. And so again, we see the scriptures is quite clear. So please let's open to Hebrews chapter 11. Let's look at something again to tie it in into hope. You see, as we continue to study the word of God, knowing Christ, the word of God is also the word of Christ, for Jesus is the word of God. Now the scripture says Christ is the one to help us. We have to keep looking into the word of God so that we know his person, and then we will start to hope in him by faith. You see, these are all the works of faith. Faith comes from God. Faith is not of you and I. God wants us to be hearing his word daily, searching the scriptures. And we come together to search the scriptures as well. And faith will be flowing from him into our hearts. And by that faith, we believe. And by that faith, we also hope. But the belief is in the word of God that we are hearing. Remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if we are not hearing the word of God, faith will not flow into our hearts. For we need faith to believe what we're hearing. And then we need faith to hope in what we're hearing. The words of Christ, as we are believing that everything the scripture says he has done and he will do and does, then we will start to hope. We will start to hope that he will do those things in our own personal lives now. Hope is very important, because according as you hope in Christ, he will do to you. In other words, let's look at the meaning of hope. Hope means you expect to enjoy, you expect to experience the power of Christ. You expect to enjoy help from Christ. You expect to experience deliverance. Look at how he helped father of faith Abraham with all the problems of life. You have to get to a level of faith, believing in hope, that hope, Jesus Christ, will sort you out the same way as he helped Joseph, he helped David, he helped father of faith Abraham, he helped all the people of faith. The same way he's going to help you and I individually. That is hope we are talking about. You will expect him to help you. And so hope, you expect to experience the help of Christ in every area of your life. You expect to enjoy the power of Christ in every area of life. That is what hope is. So again, it's not just religiously following Christ. We have to now believe in hope. We have to now expect him to do all the things we read in the Bible in our lives. That is the hope of Christ. In every area of our lives, we have to start to expect him to help us. If it's wisdom we need, we have to start to expect him to supply wisdom. We have to start to expect to enjoy the wisdom of God, the power of God, the things of God in every area of our lives. Please, let's read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Please, let's go. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Please, let's read it again. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We see that faith is linked to hope. Faith will help us to believe all that is written about Christ. Faith will also help us to hope in Christ, that according as it is written that he does, that he will do for us. We will expect to experience the power of Christ in every area of our lives. We will expect to enjoy the help of Christ in every area of our lives, all of our days on the face of the earth. Please let me read the Amplified Version of Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceives as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. And so we see how faith from God helps us to not only believe that Jesus is the Son of God, we also believe everything written concerning his works and nature by faith. And then by that faith, we also hope, or we believe in hope, that he will help us. All those things, anytime we are in trouble, he will help us. Even when we are not in trouble, he will help us with day-to-day living. We will have his power. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He will help us. I look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made what? The heavens and the earth. Who made the heavens and the earth in Genesis chapter 1? Jesus. For Proverbs chapter 8 confirms it. So we see that with Christ, all things are possible. You have to now come to that level of believing that Jesus is able to help you in every area of life. Believe in hope, for Jesus is our hope. You have to truly understand that the Christian hope is Jesus. The Christian faith is Jesus. Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus, our hope. Please, let's open to Jeremiah chapter 14 and we will see it there. Right from time, God has said his Son is our hope. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so, Jesus, our hope. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he helped all of them in the old and in the new, he will help me, he will help you, all according as he is written. You have to understand the Christian hope is Jesus Christ. We are begotten again into a lively hope by the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All the troubles of life, a Christian will have help from Christ. And a Christian has help in Christ. And through Christ, a Christian receives help. So, with life in this earthen vessel on the face of the earth, Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our help. Only believe. Only believe. Please, let's read Jeremiah chapter 14 from verse 8 to 9. We know they were in the midst of trouble, but look at the word of God. Please, let's go. Oh, the hope of Israel, the Savior thereof in time of trouble. Why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land and as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night? Why shouldest thou be as a man astonished, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not. See a key right from verse 8. This nation was in trouble. We know that. And look at the Lord God speaking through his prophet. Oh, the hope of Israel. In other words, pointing them to the truth that God is their hope, the Son of God. Remember, the Father has handed over all things into His hand. And so again, in the midst of trouble, the Holy Spirit reminding them who is their hope, the Lord, the Lord. Please let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1, and we'll see the same thing. The same thing. Jesus is our hope. No matter the troubles we're going through in this life, only Jesus can help us. And so let's start to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. For by his faith, he will help us to hope in him, who is our hope. If you are not coming to church to pray to your God to help you, or you are not praying to God in the name of Christ to help you at home and couple it with coming to church to do that, then you have to ask yourself, who is your hope? Do you really know your hope? Or is somebody else your hope? Please let's read 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Please let's go. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. See a key. He is their hope in the old and hope in the new and hope forevermore. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the hope of the helpless. He is our hope. You have to understand that on the face of the earth, in this corrupt nature, only God, who is sinlessness, righteousness, is with power to sort out things. So if we look to him, believing, making sure we live by faith, hoping in him, no matter the troubles of life, all things work together for good to them that love God and that are called according to his plans and purposes. Please let's open to Lamentations chapter 3. And let's look at verse 26. It is the same thing the Lord had been speaking. Jesus is our hope. We have to know about him. And according as we hope in him, he will do. Please let's read Lamentations chapter 3, verse 26 together. Please let's go. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Please let's go again. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Please let's go again. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. We have to understand the God kind of hope, it is not of us, it is of God. And we cannot hope in God for things, for situations in our lives, if we are not looking into the word of God. For our God is the God of hope. Jesus is the hope. All those who hope in Christ did not do it by themselves. We have read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we know faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you are finding it difficult to hope, it means you continue to search. looking into the scriptures. Make more time every day to be looking into the word of God so that you have hope to hope in Christ in every situation of life. Please, let's open to Romans chapter 15. This hope, it is God who does it by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You cannot expect Jesus to help you in any situation of life, even in good times, without the word of God. We all know faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That faith also does a good work in our lives, helping us to believe and helping us to hope according as it is written. So the word of God, I tell you, God and his word are one and the same. So God does his work in our lives as we hear the word of his person. As he flows himself and his word, he does things. We have to understand, as we hear his word is entering our hearts, so is he entering our hearts, because God and his word are one and the same. God is the word of himself. Romans chapter 5, verse 15. Please, let's read it. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So we see how through the hearing of the word of God, faith comes. Faith will also help us to not only believe, but to also hope. Faith will help us to also believe in hope. Faith will help us to hope and to believe, and to believe in hope. In other words, believing totally that Jesus will definitely sort us out, no matter the problems of life. Let's zero down to verse 13 of that same Romans 15. Please, let's read it together. Please, let's go. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. See a great key. He is the God of hope, just as he is the God of faith. So he will strengthen us to hope in these very words. He will strengthen us to hope. Remember, faith will access always the power of God. That power of God is used to help us to hope. That power of God is also used to produce joy, even in the midst of the troubles of life. That power of God is used to help us to be patient, to endure, and to wait. You can see the Christian hope is bigger than what we think it is. But this hope will start to build up in our hearts and our soul when we continue in the word of God. When we understand that all the power of Christ is available for us, and we have to believe that we will enjoy his power, we will experience his power in any situation of life, good times, evil times. The power of Christ is available for you and I. You have to expect to enjoy the power of Christ. you have to hope to experience, to enjoy all that Christ is. That is the Christian hope we're talking about. That is the believe in hope. Believe in hope that he has power to sort it out, and he is faithful. He will never fail you. He will never forsake you. He will always help you. You have to believe by faith. You have to hope in hope. All of your days on the face of the earth, Christ is willing to help you and I. He is merciful. He is loving kindness. He will never fail you and I. Only believe in hope. Let him be your hope. Expect him to help you. Expect him to supply his strength on your behalf. Expect him to move mountains for you. Expect him to even change the law of a land to favor you. That is what God is talking about. Expect him to come down from heaven on your behalf. When the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith? He came down on behalf of that widowed woman. He's in us. He's with us. He will also come down. For with him, all things are possible. For we are the apple of his eyes. Don't we understand? He has said, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophet no harm. We are the apple of his eyes. We belong to him. We are sons of God. That is the hope, you and I, the lively hope that we always have help in this life from Christ. Only believe. Please, let's give him all the glory. Lord, we thank you for your word. We give you all the glory. Jesus is our hope in this life. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Lord, that through Christ we are overcomers no matter the problems of life. And we give him all the glory. In closing, please let's open to Philippians chapter 1. From verse 18 to 20, we know Apostle Paul was in the midst of the troubles of life. But look at what the Holy Spirit says to you and I. Please let's go. What then? What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. And so again, we see the supply of the Spirit of Christ. And then, according to my earnest expectation and my hope. See, a great key. You have to have your own hope from Christ to hope in him. You have to expect Christ to do things for you according as it is written. You have to know your hope. I have to know my hope and believe in your hope, and I have to believe in my hope that He will always sort me out. He will always sort you out. And so, please, let's thank Him. Let's give Him all the glory. We are people of hope. We have decided to hope in Christ always, all of our days on the face of the earth. Every one of us in every household, every child, every adult, our hope is Jesus. Christ in us, our hope of glory. We will enjoy the riches of His goodness in abundance. Everything in His glory for us, we will enjoy because He's our hope. Christ in us, our hope of glory. Our God will help us. He will supply all the riches in His glory for you and I. He will exercise His power for you and I according as we hope and expect Him to do according as it is written. And so we will keep looking to Christ as our hope. And so talk to your God that in that situation, He's your hope. Tell Jesus, this situation I know, you have turned it around, and thank your hope. If you have doubted your hope, repent and say, Lord Jesus, I return back to you. You are my hope. With you, all things are possible. I know you will never leave me. You will never forsake me. You will never fail me. I know you are faithful. You always look after your own. And of course, if your faith had been wavering, tell Him, help thou my unbelief. I believe. I want to believe. I want to be a person of hope. Help me to continue to hope in you and to increase to believe in hope, to know that with you all things are possible. You have power to do it. You have power to move me forward. You have power to sort out things for me. In my household, in my life, in everything pertaining to me. Lord Jesus, you are my hope. I know all things will work together for my good because I love you and I'm called according to your plans and purpose. No matter what, even though my beginning may be small, I know my latter end shall be greatly increased. It shall be great. Because Jesus is in control of my life, is my hope. My hope will increase me. My hope will sort me out. My hope will help me. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. My hope will never fail. His faithful power belongs to Him. Start telling that to your hope and allow your own spirit to hear, so that you will continue to believe more and more in Him. And start saying, I'm the apple of the Lord's eye. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. He will never fail me. I'm the apple of His eye. He cares so much for me. He is merciful. He is good to me. He will always help me. He's faithful. And so start thanking your hope. Tell him you have renewed hope in him. You have renewed your hope by his grace in him. And thank him for that lively hope that he had begotten us all into. And that lively hope, by his grace, will increase in your heart, flowing into your soul. You will live all of your days on the face of the earth as a person of hope. Lively hope. Your hope is never dead. Your hope is alive. No matter what, you'll be sorted out on the face of the earth by Christ Jesus. So you are a person of hope. Living hope. Living hope all of your days on the face of the earth. Living hope. Your hope is alive. Your hope shall never fail. The expectation of the righteous shall never be cut off. He shall never be disappointed. Your hope shall never be disappointed. For your hope is alive. His name is Jesus. He always comes in on the scene. He is the Son of Man. He always comes in. Wait patiently. He always comes in. He will always sort out his own. It is always the sound of salvation and rejoicing that is heard continually, shall never cease in the tabernacle of the righteous. And we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We thank God, renewal of hope in our hope, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please let's sing that song. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me.